stairs.
It's time to get on or get off.
Yay!
Play the bandwagon. All right, Chris. What do a cat and a drunk woman from Wisconsin have in common?
That is a good question.
The answer might be nine lives.
Uh-oh.
Authorities in Wisconsin arrested 56-year-old Tammy Dyer for DUI.
Okay.
It is the ninth time she has been arrested for DUI.
Wow.
Now, I don't know how you get nine DUIs.
Is she even allowed to apply for a license
and
anymore?
And still have a license. Hell,
goodness gracious.
Still have your freedom, let alone still have a license.
Goodness gracious. Where is this?
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, okay. Yeah.
I guess they were out of cheese, so she was chugging tequila. Officer suspected her to be impaired, gave her a field sobriety test. She was arrested for DWI ninth time.
Wow.
I mean, Tammy Sitch should be proud of that.
Yes,
if you know, you know.
Yes, you would. Sunny. Sunny days.
Chris, pour alcohol down her throat till she dies. Oh, then find every judge who gave her back her license after the first DUI and pour alcohol down their throats till die. Are you on or off the bandwagon?
I don't want to kill nobody, damn. But I'm on the bandwagon.
I don't want to tell you, but you're dead.
This is just ridiculous. Who's letting her off the hook this many times? Like I said, how is she still able to apply for, but not even that, she still has a driver's license. How is that even possible with nine DUIs? She's not locked up. How is that possible? I don't get it.
I don't know.
I don't understand this. This is not computing. My brain cannot make, I just can't make anything out with this. I don't understand this. How is it possible?
I don't know.
She's still able to drive.
Like, I was going to say, maybe it's because she's really hot.
Wait, how old did you say she was?
56.
I mean, not that some 56 years old nowadays don't
maybe
look pretty
like
good.
Well preserved, right?
But I'm going to say, no, she's not.
She looks like the Hunchback of Notre Dame.
There you go. That's kind of what I was thinking. Something along those lines.
I would be an ugly woman, but she would make me look hot.
Oh, my Lord.
I'm on. I mean, by the time...
Oh, you're on.
Yeah, I mean, you got to pour alcohol on.
You got to do something.
I mean, you got to do something. I mean, it's nine times?
Down the throat.
I mean...
Nine times.
By the third time, I should be in jail.
Yes.
For like
yes.
5 years.
Ever.
So, yeah, this is ridiculous, and I don't know what they got going on over there, but they need to figure that out.
Like, hey, Chris, the judges, too. Don't forget the judges.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm talking about that needs to figure that out.
If you get a second DUI, you should be doing at least 5 years.
That's enough right there.
Like, okay, first one, like, if it's the first time you ever did anything wrong, you were, like, doing, like, you rolled through a stop sign, you got pulled over, you blew like a .08, like right on the line.
Yeah.
I can see you got community service, something. You didn't damage anything. Second time you get a DUI,
yeah.
Five spot. Third time you get a DUI, you never drive again. Nine freaking DUI.
Nine.
Here's what I can think of is the judge when she comes in front of him and the judge is like, how many DUIs? And they tell him it's nine. And the judge is looking at her like, and the judge is looking at her like,
nine, 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 nine.
Not nine. No way. I mean, there's just
nine,
there's
nine,
no...
nine.
I would like to find out who these judges are, or this one judge who not.
Like, what?
I need to know this.
What were her penalties the first eight times?
Like, yeah,
because I feel like I might want one of those judges.
Yeah, exactly. If I ever get in some trouble, I mean, damn.
You know, or
they just letting folks off the hook.
As someone who doesn't get in trouble, I want those judges to be executed. That's full bandwagon. Number two. All right, I feel like this is definitely wrong, but I don't feel like it's why they lost. So the headline says, a trans pitcher hits two doubles and throws a complete game to send a Minnesota team to a state championship. Now, if you read that headline, you think, all right, a trans athlete, a boy identifying as a girl, totally dominated this game, and it was a super lopsided game and a lopsided score. That is not what happened.
No, it's not.
So,
what happened?
In this particular game, Marissa Rothenberger, who was the trans athlete in question, gave up two runs. Didn't throw a complete game, but gave up two runs. She gave up seven hits, two runs, only struck out three. Had two doubles. And number two, Champlin Park, her team, beat number six, White Bear Lake, 3-2 in the Class 4A state semis.
Okay. Close game.
Rothenberger had a double in the fifth inning that began a rally to tie the game at two. In the bottom of the seventh, opened the inning with a double, then was replaced by a courtesy runner who scored on a game-winning run off a two-out walk-off hit from junior outfielder Ava Perron. So, you know, wasn't the person who drove in the game-tying run, wasn't the person who drove in the game-winning run, gave up two runs, only struck out three, didn't, like, you know, have a game where, like, struck out 14.
Wasn't lighting the world on
give
fire.
Give a one-hitter.
Yeah.
After the game, some of the girls on White Bear Lake were upset. Their season just ended.
Yeah.
One player turned to her father and said, "Why can't you do something?"
Talking to her father.
Talking to her father. "Why can't you do something?" Because the other team had a trans player on it. And look, I am against trans, especially in high school, because in high school, we're not talking about people who've been on HRT for 3 years and have had all their plumbing changed. We're basically talking about a boy who puts on makeup. But, like, in this particular game, you could have won this game. You could have beaten them anyway.
This was a close game.
Stop crying to your dad.
This was a close game.
And win the game. Yeah. Are you on or off the bandwagon?
I'm on the bandwagon with that. Again, like you said, it's not like the kid threw a, you know, no hit him, went the full game, you pitched a complete game, just dominated. No. This was a close game that they could have won. Just win the game. Yeah, just win the game. No, I'm on the bandwagon with this one. Stop crying. Win the game.
C-Sex?
I'm on also, man. I mean, I said it was a close game. Go out there, get the dub. Don't complain. You'll be all right.
I mean, I think that like sometimes things get too far. Should there be boys playing girls sports? No. But some states allow it. And if you have to compete against somebody who's a boy, don't you want to beat their ass? Don't you want to beat their freaking ass? Don't you want to be like, yeah, you had a boy, we beat you anyway. And why are we making it out like, oh, this boy who dressed up as a girl, they're so freaking great. Every other girl is just like, they're nothing compared to this boy.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of what happens here is it's like, oh, well, they have a trans athlete. And it's like, oh, well, we can't beat them. They have a boy. Like, a boy. They have one boy. We can't beat them.
But they could have beat them.
Every chance to beat this team.
But 3-2 means you had a chance to win that game.
You're up 2-1.
Yeah. You had a chance to win that game.
You know, I'm sorry, but how many times do you win scoring two runs?
Yeah.
How many times have we, you know, the Astros scored two runs, lost 3-2? It's like, it's not on the pitching.
Yeah.
Got a hit.
Could have got it done.
And if you only score two runs, your own team's pitcher has three strikeouts? What's going on?
What happened? Yeah, exactly. What happened here?
So, yeah.
Full bandwagon.
Full bandwagon.
Yeah.
By the way, Jared Triolo, former Houston Coug, hit the sounder, Chris. Go Cougs. Drew a two-out walk against Framber Valdez in the seventh. So, former Coug getting on base.
There you go.
All right, last one. We're going to do this one really quick.
Yeah.
How do you celebrate losing if you're the Knicks? Well, what you do is you go out and party your ass off. So, all the Knicks, and this actually happened before Tom Thibodeau was fired. This was Monday night. Jalen Brunson, Karl Anthony Towns, Josh Hart, Mikal Bridges, all at the floor room in Chelsea in New York City. It's a posh section of New York City. Partying like hell. Brunson and Towns standing next to each other. Hart smiling. Brunson and Towns having a great time together despite all the rumors about people are mad at Cat about the defense. People are mad at Brunson's dad, who's an assistant coach. P.J. Tucker holding the mic and got the bottle in one hand. And you know, you got Spree there, and Busta Rhymes is there.
They got everybody in the building.
All right.
Everybody.
All those stories about players being mad at Karl Anthony Towns and Jalen Brunson's dad, it's all BS. They're out there partying. NBA is rigged. Are you on or off the bandwagon?
On the bandwagon. I'm on.
I'm off. NBA ain't rigged.
Well, I meant more so on for them not being mad at him, but it was all lumped together.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I'm
yeah. I mean, yeah, I guess that. So I'm on. But dude, NBA ain't rigged.
The Mavs got the number one pick. The NBA is rigged. It's going to do it for us for tonight. Want to say thank you to our guests, the General John McClain, Roughnecks head coach C.J. Johnson, my man Chris Barti, in for the lazy Sean Bajani, Chris Santiago at the Master Controls. I'm Patrick Creighton. Have a great night. East Town!